Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live on a Thursday from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to... let's not worry about that right now. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. As soon as it... There we go.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. In an attempt, because they're going to try every avenue of approach that they possibly can, because they have good imagination, these gun grabbers. The gun grabbers have been attempting to approach retailers with this idea. You see, there's this flaw. There's this flaw. Now, we've talked about this flaw many times, but I just find it, and we should take a lesson from this. We should take a lesson from this. Once again, we're going back to the Charleston, South Carolina shooter. See, because of bad communication between the FBI and the ATF, I don't know if the FBI ever completed their background check there, but what they have said is since then that there was bad communication between the FBI and the ATF to, you know, let a prohibited person possess a handgun for 62 days before the attack, because they have this mechanism in place to go retrieve a gun should they discover that somebody doesn't get to own one based upon the criteria. That's a breakdown in the system. That's a flaw in the system. Has nothing to do with the gun retailer. The gun retailer is going to do the gun retailer is going to dot the I's and cross the T's because they like to retail. They're in the business of retailing. They don't have any other business set up. That's their business model. We get guns in and we sell them. That's it. So they're going to dot the I's and they're going to cross the T's. The gun prohibitionists in the Democratic Party and the Bloombergs and everybody else have been attempting to blame the flaws on the FBI's NICS system for the shooting and have been attempting to bully major retailers into violating federal law. And so far, to their credit, the retailers have stood strong. The what they're wanting to do, they want... If you don't pass it within 3 days, they just want it to be able to go on forever. Until finally somebody makes a call on that. And that is, well, I mean, very transparent. Very transparent. Where's this coming from? Let's see. Who wrote that? Nobody gets, or maybe it's the NRA. I don't know. Found this out there. The nation's top outfitters and gun retailers have rejected an unusual Democratic request to ignore current gun background check rules and institute their own system that anti-gun advocates believe would slow sales. Already required to run background checks on gun buyers, over a dozen Democratic senators have asked Giants, Cabela's, Gander Mountain, Sportsman's Warehouse, and Bass Pro Shops to block sales to customers whose checks aren't finished in the required 3 days. According to the NRA, the firms, so far, have rejected the request. Under current FBI rules, the buyers are allowed to get their weapon after the third day, although the check for disqualifying information through the NICS will continue for a total of 90 days. It's a small number, however, since 91% of the background checks are completed instantly, surpassing the Attorney General's own goal. See, that's it. There's only 9% of them actually getting a hold. And I don't know if you've ever been on one where they say need more information, but then once they get more information, most of the time they approve it then. Here's the thing. It I don't know about the rest of the states that have concealed carry permits. In mine, I don't have to go through a background check. They should be trying to prohibit concealed carry permits because we get to jump a background check. They haven't discovered that yet. You know, they haven't discovered that part yet. Even though, and they will come for that. They will come for that. They'll point that out. They'll be like, well, how do you know that once somebody gets that, you know? I mean, these gun owners are just criminals in waiting. They haven't committed a crime yet. But how do you know once they get that permit that they haven't committed a crime? They keep records of arrests, don't they? The shrill minions of Bloomberg and everybody else that's out there, they know that their indefinite hold advocacy will have little to no effect on criminal behavior. It's not like they're wanting to do anything with it to begin with. Actual criminals are not going to buy a gun through a dealer. They're going to go through a black marketeer or a straw purchaser. They're going to pay somebody $200 to go buy them a gun. And somebody will do it. Somebody will do it. A good person in a poor neighborhood will do it because of liberal policy. All of that is documented. NICS delays are generally for partial data hits, such as having a similar name or address to a prohibited person. How often do criminals slip through the cracks? If they're reported, almost never. But there's the issue. If they are reported, lots of places don't report some people. A lot of these mental health patients recently that have gotten hold of guns, like the Louisiana shooter, he shouldn't have been able to buy that gun. The anti-gunners know more than they are telling. Because first, according to the FBI, if a background check cannot be completed within 3 days, the NICS section continues to search for the information necessary to make a final determination. And if that person is determined to be prohibited, they will notify the ATF to recover any firearm search person may have required. Once again, we still don't know what the final... Has anybody heard what the final outcome on the Charleston shooter was? I have not. Were they still gathering information on him, in which case they couldn't have possibly told the ATF to go get this gun? But this is the springboard by which they're jumping. Now, 2,500 times a year, that's the actual count of what they figure people are slipping through the cracks. The ATF has procedures in place to hunt down the purchaser and retrieve the firearm, which they typically do within days, if notified. So if they want to reduce the chances of someone slipping through the NICS system instead of just impeding system that's there to harass me and you, they support one of several bills that have been submitted to the U.S. House and Senate that would strengthen the NICS, remove the absurdity of gun-free zones, and, you know, that's where 93% plus of the mass attacks take place anyway, and approve national reciprocity. But they're not going to do that because they're not interested in that. Compromise only works one way. And this is not even compromise on our part. This is just us demanding common sense, basic civil rights. National reciprocity should be the law. Now, for people in New York or places that are gun-free zones, they can afford, you know, some people like Bloomberg can afford his own little fire team to walk around with him. Most people can't. Most people cannot. Interesting stuff. Interesting times we live in, though. When we get back, coming up on the break, Hillary Clinton talks about stand your ground in Las Vegas at a town hall. That's got to be worth something. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
education has to be boring.
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAwNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically-designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAwNow.com. SayAwNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
All right, welcome back. Trying to shake the cobwebs, I was hanging out with the I was hanging out with the free spirits that we like shooting last night on their podcast webcast. Those guys, they don't have any rules. It's sort of, I have sort of envied them to a certain degree. So I'm a little foggy today. I can't even think of the word. Anyway, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. Hillary Clinton, as she attempts to continue her coronation, she was fielding questions about guns and about self-defense and the law known as Stand Your Ground during a town hall event held in Las Vegas two days ago on Tuesday. She did not present any specific proposal to beef up gun control laws because she wants to get elected. That will come after the coronation. Instead, she repeated the common call for common sense legislation to expand universal background checks. She states, "I feel so strongly that we are way out of balance here. I don't see any conflict between the legitimate protection of Second Amendment rights and protecting people from gun violence from people who should never have guns in the first place." She just simply doesn't know how to do that. There is no way to do that, you understand. There is no way to keep people from acquiring a gun if they want to bad enough. No way. In New York City, if you're breaking into places looking for a gun, you're probably not going to find one, although you may. You're going to have to go to the black market. But anywhere else, you know, anywhere else except these gun-free bastions, you can break into a lot of things and find a gun. And she also used the Charleston shooting as an example. She pointed out that Dylann Roof should never have gotten that gun. They were waiting on information, and 3 days went by, and under the rules, he got the gun. That has to stay in place. Unfortunately, Secretary of State, Madam Hillary, sorry. That has to stay in place to put a check on you guys. Because you would drag it out as long as you want to. She also fielded a question from a man who asked what she would do about Stand Your Ground laws on the books that in many states that allow individuals to use deadly force without having to attempt to retreat if they are in fear for their life, which is really, truly, to me, natural selection. If somebody breaks into my house, I can retreat now. I am physically capable of retreating. However, I'm not going to retreat. I'm going to treat them to a lead casserole, because that would be a big violation in my book. I don't bother anybody. I'm a very peace-loving person. Somebody kicks in my door, okay, I'll be hearing from your family soon telling me what a good boy you were. I will know you in a different light, though, and I will have dealt with you in that light. The secretary, though, she started referring to the Trayvon Martin case, which was not a Stand Your Ground case, by the way, but it was portrayed as such, which is interesting. She said, "I think we could do a lot more at the federal level to work with states, work with law enforcement, work with communities to point out that, yes, there is a role in extreme situations to defend yourself and defend your home." Okay, define extreme situation. Now, I'm a grandparent, and let's say my granddaughter is over here. Or let's say my son's family is over here with his wife and soon to be two granddaughters. We can't just pick up those little girls and run out the back door and escape unscathed. Somebody's going to have to stand there and deal with them. And that's going to be me. That's going to be me. I carry a gun everywhere I go. I home carry. I don't have a gun in every room. I just have a gun on me all the time. The secretary, former Secretary of State, went on to say, "But unfortunately, what we have seen too much of in the last few years is a spate of people who have reached for a gun before they really figured out what was going on. They've been much too eager to use that gun. We've seen it with policing, and we've seen it with civilians." She blamed the media for contributing to the rise in the level of fear and insecurity among the public. Therefore, they get on, or what we would say is a trigger's edge, and they go for their guns and say, why is this happening, and what more can we do? She continues, I think a lot of these stand-your-ground laws need to be rewritten so that, yes, somebody's breaking into your home and you are in imminent danger, or you go to your door and you see something that is deeply concerning, well, first thing you should do is call 911. And she pointed out the Trayvon Martin case. It's very hard for her to understand. It wasn't a stand-your-ground law case. Calling 911 may not be an option in the first thing you do. If they see you come to the door, and they see you walk away from the door, and they're listening at the door, She also mentioned the case of Jordan Davis, a black teenager who was shot. See, this is them conflating a bunch of stuff here. Jordan Davis, that was murder. Michael Dunn was a murderer. Michael Dunn had no reason to shoot that car full of kids, and yet he did it. That wasn't a stand-your-ground law, or a stand-your-ground case. Trayvon Martin was not a stand-your-ground case. So they drafted these two cases, made them stand-your-ground cases for the, you know, for the purpose of the conversation. And now they're saying, and I think that you should have to call 911 first. That may not, what about that case, where was it, New Jersey or something like that, where the guy kicks in the door, is running at them, coming at them, and he gets shot, and still the shooter, the homeowner, gets arrested anyway for not calling 911 first while the guy was making his festive sprint at him. She calls this a knee-jerk reaction by somebody who had that gun. You know, around 2,000 times a day, that's the low figure. That's about 750,000 times a year. People use guns. That's the low figure, okay, Madam Secretary? And 95 to 97% of the time, they don't pull the trigger. That's a whole lot of no knee-jerking going on there. These are all cases that don't make the news. No knee-jerking. Just shut up and tell me where the emails are. When we get back, is a hollow point the best defensive carry round for you if you carry concealed? On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves.
IRS with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Are you enjoying Lock and Load? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. Lock and Load has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/lockandload. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show. Tell us your opinion and what you hear on Lock and Load today. Visit us at gcnlive.com/lockandload. That's gcnlive.com/lockandload.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube performance made in the U.S. studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, one critical rule of firearm safety when you are shooting is that the round stops and stays in whatever you're intending it to stay in. On ranges, that's going to be the backdrop. That's going to be the berm. It's going to be the impact area. If you're using a steel target, it's going to be the target. Okay? With a person, with somebody that you're shooting at in a self-defense situation, you do not want it to over-penetrate and continue on its merry way and then hear later on down the road from the person you don't even know that you never intended to shoot. You don't want to hear something like coming from them. You want the bullet to stay in the intended the backdrop. This is one of the main reasons that law enforcement has gone almost in its entirety to expanding rounds. And it's a lesson that has been written in blood. And there's seven cases that highlight this reality. In 1999, New York City, they became the last major police department to adopt hollow point ammunition. They did so in the face of huge long-term opposition based on political correctness. and the erroneous perception of hollow points as wicked dum-dum bullets. One reason that they were able to pass it was that the city fathers had been made to realize how much danger the supposedly humane Geneva Convention approved ammunition previously used presented to innocent bystanders. Not to mention that 12-pound trigger. When the duty officers were fired on in self-defense or defense of others, from the early 90s adoption of the 16-shot 9mm pistol, the Glock, the Sig, the Smith & Wesson, through 1999, they issued a full metal jacket hardball round, which was a 115-grain round, 1,100 feet per second. The New York Times wrote a little expose on that. little expose on that. According to statistics released by the department, 15 innocent bystanders were struck by police officers using full metal jacket bullets during 1995 and 96. Eight were hit directly, five were hit by bullets that passed through other people, and two were hit by bullets that had passed through objects. So in rough numbers, 53% of these tragic occurrences were apparently missed shots, while 33% were shoot-throughs of violent suspects. Counting bullets that went through objects to hit presumably unseen innocent victims, 13%. So that tells us that roughly 46% of these innocent bystanders were shot by over-penetrating rounds that pierced the backstop. That's cases 1 through 7. There have been 17 officers shot due to over-penetration, according to the Times. In that same period, 44 police officers were struck by gunfire using the old ammunition. 21 were hit directly. 2 were struck by rounds that ricocheted. 17 were struck by bullets that passed through other people. So in round numbers, 52% of those friendly fire casualties were hit by bullets that missed their intended target. 42% passed through the bodies of the intended targets after the bullets struck the people they were aimed at. So in cases 8 through 24, you now have your victims of overpenetration are beginning to pile up. Why would officers hit more than their own brethren, more of their own brethren than civilian bystanders in this fashion? Well, probably because they were behind the suspect when the first officer arrived shooting. They're, you know, everybody's converging. Communication is key in one of these things. Everybody needs to know where everybody's at. Everybody needs to know where everybody's at. Then there's the tunnel vision thing. When you're, you know, one flaw to the human condition is that when you're in this fight or flight mode, that you're going to focus on your target. And you may not be able to see what's going on behind your target. And that might be one of your pals back there. Maybe the body of the offender simply blocks their view. I don't know. In those types of situations, a shoot-through is likely to kill or cripple one of the good guys or gals. What does this have to you do with me and you and a concealed carry handgun? Only this, where a cop jumps in to protect their fellow officers, brave citizens may step in to protect their actual brothers, sisters, wives, sons, daughters, or fathers and mothers. Now, it is your loved ones who are behind the offender, unseen by you, if and when you discharge your concealed carry weapon. The 115-grain jacketed ball 9mm round will penetrate more than 2 feet of muscle tissue, simulating ballistic gelatin. So will 230-grain full metal jacket 45 hardball. The average depth of the male thorax is about 10 inches from front of chest to back. And it is not solid muscle. Its spongy tissue and large air volume of the human lung offer little resistance to a round. It's not just about New York City and 9mm here. In Arizona, some years ago, a peace officer fired his .45 service automatic, and a large male offender rushing at him with a knife. He did not see his pal behind, his brother officer, who was running up behind the guy trying to catch him. His gunfire dropped the offender and passed through his body with enough force to deeply pierce the abdomen of the second cop, was trying to rescue the first one who fired. That wounded officer almost died from those injuries inflicted unintentionally by a shoot-through with a 230-grain Full Metal Jacket 45 ACP. Shoot-throughs are just something that we are, that's not really, are you serious about that there? Well, ban cops from using guns. What would you have cops do? That's my question. In the United States, what would you have them do? With the Crips and the Bloods and the Aryan Brotherhood and the Hell's Angels and everything else they go up against on a regular day. That, I know cops. I don't necessarily want to see them killed. The long and short of it is that ball ammunition is not a good stopper. It is infamous for being weak. 9mm is a small projectile when it's a solid projectile. And it's fast. And you have an outstanding chance of shooting through and through. Where on the other hand, an expanding round, an expanding modern cavitating wound generating modern self-defense ammunition round between 9mm. Okay, I got you. Between 9mm and 45, there's not a whole lot of difference in stopping power. That's why you need to be worried more about cavitation and the round staying in the backdrop or the target. A little round 101. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Come on up and kiss me. Come on up and kiss me. Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday with big equipment outside. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in is 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Air Marshals. I saw something about Air Marshals the other day. They are sleep-deprived, medicated, suicidal, and armed. Which doesn't make me full of a whole lot of confidence in their capability. Their system is in a shambles. I like their system, but at the same time, it's a very frightening portrait of an anti-terrorist defense force that is very highly compromised. The government has evidence that armed air marshals are so dangerously sleep-deprived that it could affect their ability to thwart a terror attack. They're killing themselves, too. Killing themselves. 2012, the TSA was given results of a commissioned sleep study on air marshals. The results of the study, now classified as sensitive and secure information, were disturbing. 75% of air marshals flying on domestic missions were sleep deficient. Some of them fly an outrageous amount of time during the day. Sleeping pills and alcohol in flight, a grueling schedule without regular hours, professional paranoia, constant interaction with strangers who are not allowed to know their real identity. Airline food, boredom, a small chance of career advancement, and little to no job satisfaction. Do the air marshals actually deter terrorists? Sounds something like the human rights folks would want to look at. The answer is not going to be better working conditions for the same work. Quite honestly, why don't we just let people carry guns on board the plane? Now, before you decide to take it upon yourself to point out the danger of a negligent discharge or the possibility of enabling armed terrorists and the prospect of deadly shootouts between bad guys and untrained yahoos, consider the simple fact that not even Uncle Sam can't afford to put a U.S. Air Marshal on a significant portion of U.S.-originated airline flights. According to the year's Department of Transportation stats, some 674 million passengers boarded some 8.5 million flights inside the United States. While the number of U.S. Air Marshals is classified and deleted from the Hillary Clinton server, CNN has pegged it at somewhere around 3,500 and falling. Even if all the Air Marshals were flying all the time, which they aren't, the odds that any one plane will have an Air Marshal on board are 1 in 2,428. If we allow Americans to exercise their natural, civil, and constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms on airplanes, the chances of having an armed defender on board any particular flight would increase exponentially, unless, of course, it's flying out of certain places, like JFK or LaGuardia. Now, I'm not sure of the deterrent effect if you're talking about terrorists, but I bet at least one of the 9/11 attackers would have been countered if flyers' gun rights hadn't been abridged. And the U.S. Air Marshal program was in place before that crime against humanity, by the way, 9/11. As for the downsides, which are highly unlikely, federal government could create a special license for concealed carry on airplanes. I have no problem with that. I have gone through the permitting process. Somewhere out there, I've seen something where certain South Carolina enhanced permits exist, and I would love to know what these enhanced permits allow you to do. I would think that I qualify for that enhanced permit, if anybody does, or, you know, I know lots of people that qualify for it, but I'd love to know what it does. Now, as for, you know, the requirement would reduce the number of armed passengers, which kind of misses the whole point of the exercise. It could mandate screening, training, and regular certification. We already do that with pilots, don't we? That would probably triple the number of armed passengers on a plane. So, now, first and foremost, I don't approve of any licensing requirement for any ride. But if implemented, this would be what, like a civilian air defense corps? It would free the U.S. Air Marshal Service to deploy agents to flights with a greater than average risk of terrorist attack and the increase of the chances of a successful airborne defense against a terrorist attack inside a U.S. airliner would be diminished. Let's go to Tom in Maryland. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Hi, Mr. Frady. You know, it still astounds me that we don't arm the men that we trust to fly those giant missiles. To me, that's just ridiculous. As far as the air marshals are concerned, I don't know why they don't do what police departments do when it comes to assignments that are highly stressful. They just rotate them out. They got to put them in to a regular marshal unit and have rotation onto the flight. It would be fun for the guys that don't normally get to do it. Nobody would get burnt out sitting on a plane all the time.
Well, it's being run by the federal government, though.
Yeah, you know what? You shot my whole argument to hell right there, sir.
Yeah, it's being run by the federal government. Every time I think of a smoking hot idea, I just think about the post office.
Yeah, when it's too much like right and you're dealing with government, yeah, you're absolutely right on target.
I think that the smart thing to do would be to, if they're going to insist upon licensing me, there should be different tiers of this license. For people that travel, there should be something made available to them if they're going to travel on a plane. You shouldn't have to give up your right to self-defense because you get on a plane, should you? I mean, we've seen...
Not completely.
Yeah. So I think that certain things should be made available. Now, the anti-gunners, of course, are never going to talk that way. They're never going to think that way. They believe that government is the end-all, be-all of everything because big government, at the end of the day, profits the politician more than it does the people that they are governing.
You know what? I have to agree with them, sir, because, you know, they protect us so well. I feel safe all the time. And I mean, honestly, it's just kind of a hobby with the guns, and I don't know why I really need protection because they're always there watching and protecting me. They're doing that, right?
But you're how close are you to Baltimore?
Oh, I worked there for an entire two-decade career.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm in a county well outside of Baltimore, on the outskirts of Carroll County, as a matter of fact. So, you know, even if the hordes decide to charge and run out here, they'd run out of steam or gas or whatever before they could get to us, and we'd have a chance to make it to Western Maryland, which, by the way, wants to secede from Maryland. There's an actual pretty large movement that wants to secede, yeah.
Yeah, Maryland is a... Maryland makes me scratch my head because I know lots of people that live in Maryland that are very pro-gun and very pro-liberty. And at the same time, they live in Maryland, which has got to be one of the most... But, you guys are fighting back. You did elect this Republican governor who beat cancer. So...
Well, I'll tell you, you know what? Really, there's such a difference between Western Maryland and the greater metropolitan area. Southern Maryland is kind of the area all to itself. It's really like three states, to be honest.
It's becoming like New York State, isn't it?
I'm not that familiar with New York, but I'll tell you what, I am familiar with Maine. I was engaged to a woman up there, and I was up there for a period of time. And Western Maryland is like Maine, believe it or not. But as soon as you cross the bridge from Carroll County into Baltimore County, into that metropolitan region, it's like you're in New York City. It's a whole different world. I'm glad to be on this side of the bridge in my retirement.
There you go. There you go. Tom, I'm going to run out of time. Thank you very much for the call. Thank you. Stay safe in Maryland, okay? All right. Maryland. That just makes me perspire just thinking about living in that state. Tom, better man than me. We'll be right back. Coming up next, Bob Owens from Bearing Arms. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.